A Georgia judge is holding a hearing today to decide whether to make public the special grand jury report on Donald Trump's actions to overturn the 2020 election results in Georgia. That grand jury doesn't have the power to indict, but could make recommendations to Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis, who's before the judge arguing against making the report public. As we await that outcome, Gwen Keese Fleming is here. She's a former district attorney and co-author of a Brookings report on evidence in the investigation that is public, in which they concluded Donald Trump is at substantial risk of criminal prosecution in Fulton County, Georgia. Gwen, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
And very briefly, what are your takeaways from today's hearing so far?
Well, I think, interestingly, the district attorney's office is arguing that at this point in time, the report be not released. She is arguing that it is part of her criminal investigation. It is informing her next steps in terms of whether to indict and who to indict if that decision is made. And as a result, she is arguing that it should be shrouded in secrecy until she makes those final decisions.
Okay, so that argument goes on. But meanwhile, you co-authored, as we said, the Brookings report. This is the research firm. You list in your report things many Americans are aware of, the phone call that Donald Trump made after he lost Georgia to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, said he needed Raffensperger to find 11,780 votes. His lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, appearing before state lawmakers, where Giuliani presented false allegations of voter fraud. Trump's attempts to install an ally at the top of the Department of Justice. Can you tick off more of what you and your colleagues found could add up to the risk of a charge? And by the way, what charge?
Yes. And so again, let me caveat it by saying that that report is based on the information that was in the public realm.
Right.
Obviously, the district attorney, through her investigation with the grand jury, all of that was done in secret as required by Georgia law. And so she may have more information, most likely has more information about charges or not having sufficient evidence for charges. But in the Brookings report, based on the public information, we identified several crimes that were both in the election code, such as the conspiracy to commit election fraud, preventing a elections officer from doing their duties, as well as crimes in the traditional criminal code in Georgia. So things like influencing witnesses or public officials, making false statements. We also talked about potential forgery charges if the DA decides to expand the investigation to include the alleged fake elector scheme. And then probably most notably in the criminal code, we talked about the possibility of a RICO charge, which would then allow the DA to bring all of these individual charges together, or several that amount to what's called predicate acts, those foundational criminal charges listed in the RICO statute. And that allows her to pull a case together that would be able to tell a comprehensive story.
I'm going to jump in and say Georgia's RICO Act is, like other states, the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. And this means, you know, it's a pattern of misconduct, violations of two or more specified crimes, but including, it seems to be, other people, maybe. I mean, when you talk about the false electors, for instance, would this include others?
Yes. So RICO most generally has several indictments as well as several charges, as long as they're listed, ones that are listed in the statute.
Yeah. Now, you've been a district attorney. What are the challenges facing the Democratic district attorney, Fonnie Willis, right now? As you say, she's weighing whether to move forward. And how might Donald Trump and his lawyers fight any charges?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's important to note that the district attorney, regardless of her political bent, she has taken an oath to follow the law. And so she is not going to let politics influence her decision. She will make that decision or her decisions based on the available evidence and whether that evidence matches up and satisfies the elements of certain crimes. I think on the other side, as we've talked about in the Brookings report, the defense team, whoever that might be, because again, we don't know who might be named in an indictment, they have several options. They If it is the former president or anybody that has a connection to a federal role, they could seek to have the case removed to federal court almost immediately. And then there would be argument there and a decision as to whether it should be tried in federal court or whether it should be returned to state court. But they will file all kinds of motions to suppress evidence, to invalidate the grand jury's proceedings.
Yeah.
I believe this will be the beginning of a very long process.
Gwen Keys Fleming, again, who co-authored a report in the Brookings research firm about Donald Trump's interference in the Georgia election results. Gwen, we'll stay in touch with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.